This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, I hope anybody listening right now is not part of the problem. I know people love to go to the Jersey Shore in the summer. Last year, in New Jersey, on the beaches, a new record was set for the most amount of trash left behind. Most of it, as you would guess, plastic. However, they compiled a list of unusual things you would not expect to find left behind on a beach, such as...
Oh, boy.
A full set of dentures.
Oh, that was definitely an accident.
A thong. Male enhancement pills. Oh. A fake eyeball.
Eyeball.
A mini fridge and a remote control.
Wow.
Now, I was thinking, how did these items end up on a beach? And I have the scenario. My intuitive detective skills leads me to believe, here's what happened, okay?
The guy
invites a woman for a day on the beach in Jersey. He's looking for a little lovin'.
Hey.
So he brings along a mini fridge. Got to keep a few ones cold. To enhance the mood.
To plug in where?
It'll stay cold a while. Then, once she strips down to her thong, he popped down some male enhancement pills. This is all making sense now. And apparently, things got so heated, at the moment of sheer heaven, he screamed so loud in delight that his eyeball popped out.
Oh. And traveled, what, like 5 feet?
Probably. As for the remote control, I'm guessing he was chubby, and when he stood up, it fell out of the rolls in his belly.
Oh, my Jeff Walker.
What do you think?
You're something else.
Well, you come up with a better scenario.
Oh, my. Well, that's actually very sad, all those things left behind at the beach.
Actually, if I could see that whole story played out the way I described
You'd pay admission.
I would pay admission, baby.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.